Photoshop Wednesday, number 4. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Photoshop user. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's Photoshop tip, zoom. Now, if you're a regular Photoshop user, you spend a lot of time zooming in and out of your document. But let's take a look at just how many different ways you can do it and how you can be more efficient while zooming. So let's launch Photoshop and get started. Now, first of all, the zoom tool is in the tool palette, and you can click on the Z key to select it. So with the zoom tool selected, let's move out into our canvas. Now, you'll notice the zoom tool by default shows a plus sign, and if you click, you're going to zoom into your image. If you hold down the Alt key or the Option key and click, you're going to zoom out. Now you can change that behavior by going into your Options panel and selecting either the plus or minus, which is going to reverse this technique. Now for our basic keyboard shortcuts, we have Command plus and Command minus on the Mac to move in or out, or Control minus, Control plus to move in or out on the PC. Now, if you want to get a good close look at something on your canvas, use the magnifying glass tool and drag out an area. That area now will fill your canvas. So if that last step got you a little too close to your image, or you're lost, you're not quite sure where you are, go over into the tool palette and double-click on the magnifying glass tool, and that will take you back to 100%. Now, if you're looking for a very odd percentage of magnification, you can always enter that number in the bottom left-hand corner of your window. Type in a number and hit enter. But wait, there's more. Go into the Windows pull-down menu and select Navigator. Now this palette again lets you move in and out of your document. Now you can also zoom multiple windows at the same time. If you go to the Window pull-down menu, Arrange, you can select New Window for the document you're currently working in. Now inside of the Options panel up at the top, you can say Zoom All Windows. What happens is, as you hit the Zoom key, both of these canvases will zoom at the same time. Now the following items can be found either in the Options panel or under the View pull-down menu. Now actual pixels will give me every pixel at 100%. Fit on screen is going to increase or decrease my image so it fits inside of my screen area of my computer. And print size will resize this document so it is its actual printed size. The video for this tip can be found at www.1minutetip.com. Just scroll down to the Photoshop Wednesday section and click on the video link. Comments, questions, or suggestions, email me at tip@1minutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.